have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Come on, Wheeze, what are you standing around for here? Get on board.
Get on board. Don't fret. Don't try to worry. Just get on board. I'll take you there.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, so last week was the, or last weekend, I should say, was the culmination of the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Mike the Mariner, Barry the Boater were both there on site. And there was so much going on, we had to kind of break it up into a couple shows. This is show number two. And one thing I want to throw out there to the crew, did you guys see any of the cool AI prototype stuff on display at the boat show that we've been covering the last few months? Like, I just sent him a text this week of the new one that was basically a Lazy Boy recliner was turned into a go fast boat. Like, you just sit there, recline and putz around on the lake to your heart's content. That was a pretty cool AI generated video once again, but I'm like, these ideas, we've seen the inflatable stuff, like a massive deck boats, and they're all inflatable boats that look like more like yachts than inflatables. I mean, was any of that kind of on display? Was anyone talking about that? Did you catch any of that, Mike? Did you see anything remotely close?
Not where I went. I mean, we did that little segment on some of the cool products that I ran into in the product area. And there's a lot of innovation there too. You know, just little knickknacks that you want to buy for just safety gear and all that for your boat.
Right.
But I'm just seeing a lot of innovation and just overall design and propulsion. The hybrid propulsion, I think, is an innovation that's going to take hold, because I drive a hybrid truck.
Yeah.
And an F-150 power boost. And the benefits you get from the hybrid technology are just astounding. And I'm really happy to see that moving into the boating world.
Yeah, as opposed to just jumping straight full electric, we're getting more into the hybrid transitional period, just like we've seen in cars.
I mean, people want the range. You just don't get quite the range and
the power, for that matter.
Well,
the hybrid stuff can give you a lot more horsepower too, though.
You can't beat the Teslas when they're in, what do they call that?
Mode or whatever.
But the problem is the range and the time it takes to charge it. Where with a hybrid, it's essentially you're getting the best of both worlds. You're saving, you're using the electrical power when you need to, and then if you need to charge, you have the engine to do it, and you can keep fueling up at stations throughout the whole country.
Right.
And as they do that here along, I mean, you could still get diesel and you can still get gas at marinas all over the place. So a hybrid makes sense for a boat.
Yes. It does indeed. I mean, we're seeing the same thing go on in aviation as well.
Hybrid airplane?
Yeah, hybrid
Seriously?
Engines. Yeah, of course. Yeah, some hybrid like diesels and things like that. Actually, I just went to an air show last week, and we were looking at a new engine for a small personal aircraft that was diesel hybrid. And diesel fuel is much cheaper than regular avgas.
Right.
By several dollars a gallon. And you have that, solid technology, and you get the horsepower, better efficiency, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So is an electric motor that's actually flying the airplane and the diesel's just providing the power for a generator?
I don't know if it's that off and on in that regard, but, the extra horsepower, it really comes into the engine I'm talking about in particular. It was way more efficient, way more power output, and obviously the fuel burn was a lot different too, because you're talking about diesel as opposed to avgas, which is super expensive.
Right.
So is for a private pilot. So that's a whole nother thing. So, the technology is getting there. I mean, they're trying to go full electric with airplanes too, but like you said, you got the problem with range and battery, efficiency and that kind of thing, and weight with airplanes. So that's,
and then the time it takes to recharge it again, which is why for at least this time being, hybrid sounds like the best deal.
Yeah. Well, that transitional period before going full electric, I think the hybrid stuff is the middle ground. And it's proven technology too. It's been working for some time, especially in cars. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So I think that's kind of where we're at the moment. So you were pretty, encouraged by all the different options you were seeing in that capacity for boats. Is that right, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And when I think about how my boat's powered, which is straight diesel, I would love for there to be a retrofit kit that could put an electric motor between my transmission and my engine.
Yeah.
Just like my truck is built. So you could, go into electric mode, run off the battery packs, and then bring the engines on when you could. If they could make a retrofit kit for legacy yachts like mine, which is, almost 20 years old.
Well, I think you got to drop in the whole new engine, though, in that case, though, don't you?
I
know what he's talking about, but I mean, is that even doable?
Why wouldn't it be? If you could find a place to have the battery pack installed, which my engine room has room for that.
Yeah.
It'd probably be about a 75 horsepower electric motor, maybe a little less, and that would probably, and there's enough room between my engine where the transmission is, and then the shaft goes through to the dripless shaft seal.
Yeah,
there's potentially room for that. If someone came up with a retrofit kit for older yachts like mine, that's a whole new lease on life.
And think about it, because this electric motor not only would take over for the engine when you wanted it to, but if you go back to engine power, that motor becomes the generator that recharges your batteries. That's the way Tesla does their regenerative recharging on their cars when you're stopping.
Well, I get that, but I've never heard of a drop-in system that would allow you to turn,
What I'm saying. If someone could design a retrofit kit, and I think it's got to be doable, because they're applying this hybrid technology to existing yacht platforms. It's not like they're building an entire purpose-built yacht to make it a hybrid vessel. That they're incorporating hybrid propulsion technology into existing designs. So if they could find a way to do retrofit kits on certain, certain mid-range, older yachts to turn them into a hybrid, that would be astounding. That'd be amazing. It would reduce your idle time, because when you're in the intercoastal going 6 knots, that's when you'd be on the electric.
Right.
And when you're at a bridge waiting for a bridge to open, you can maneuver the boat without having the engines on.
Well, it's an interesting idea. I don't know if somebody's already worked on that, or we got to wait for, some alien technology to download from above or something.
Hey, you're worried about the zombie apocalypse, right?
I have been, yes. And I'm not worried. I recently? Just know. No, I'm not.
I'm not worried about it. Talks about.
Well, I've just said that your boat is your zombie apocalypse escape vehicle, and
so
because zombies can't swim, it's science.
Yeah, but a boat, even Mike's yacht, for example, has a limited range and limited amount of fuel, food and all that other stuff that goes along. What about if you were to live with a community of like-minded people on your own ship?
That would be acceptable. Well, there's an option for us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. We'll think about this. I got standards, though, Barry, so be prepared to...
Oh, these are beyond your standards.
Really? That sounds unbelievable, but we'll talk about it next on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.